The repercussions globally from the Mumbai attacks over the weekend have continued to today, but certainly it's most critical in the nation of India and in the city of Mumbai. The most significant news over the weekend is political fallout in the Indian government, and also one of the gunmen was actually captured by Indian authorities and has reportedly been interrogated. We talked just a few moments ago to BBC India correspondent Adam Minot. Adam, is there any confirmed detail from the Indian government's interrogation of that gunman?
It's very hard, John, separating fact from supposition. But you're right, there is one of the attackers, one of the 10, who was captured alive. He's said to be very badly injured. He's in hospital, but has been giving, we're told, some information to the authorities here, who are clearly very, very keen to talk to him. But as to the status of that information and how accurate it is, it's really very hard to establish. There's certainly nothing on the record. And an investigation is going on, but certainly he has led the authorities, we're told, to believe that the attack was formulated in Pakistan, that the attackers arrived by boat and came ashore here in Mumbai, and then unleashed their wave of terror, killing more than 170 people.
Well, certainly an inflammatory allegation. It remains to be seen whether that will find a higher truth value as the days proceed. At the very least, it's clear that this has had repercussions within the Indian government. Describe what's happened over the weekend.
There's no doubt about that. And I think what has happened is that sentiments have hit here in the city and indeed of the country of India as a whole have changed from initial shock and grief to something approaching anger and resentment, because it's clear that the security apparatus set up to protect this country didn't deliver. And on top of that, there's evidence coming through that intelligence about this possible attack was circulating and was not acted upon. As a result of that, as you indicate, the National Home Minister, he has handed in his resignation. And in the course of the past few hours, the Chief State Minister of Maharashtra province, he has offered his resignation. It hasn't yet been accepted, but his deputy has resigned. So this is having a fairly major political fallout. And I think this is probably an indication that there is now going to be a whole restructuring of the way that India views its security, because it was definitely a letdown during the course of the past 3 or 4 days.
Then certainly it's the case that this attack and the repercussions and this restructuring that you're talking about is going to be a key issue as electoral contests get going in the next several weeks.
Indeed. I mean, there are already state elections going on, and this is a build-up towards national elections during the course of the early part of next year. So you're right, this is undoubtedly now going to be a major factor in the elections, and this has burst onto the electoral scene, and already the opposition are making some capital out of accusing the government, the national government and various state governments of not being prepared for this sort of atrocity.
As we can hear there in the background, you're at one of the busiest railway stations in the world there in Mumbai, which was a target of these attacks last week. What's the mood like there this morning?
Well, let me describe the scene to you. And this was the place where the greatest death toll occurred on Wednesday. More than 50 people were killed here when two attackers took up position opposite platform 13. I'm talking to you from platform 9. And they raked the concourse of the station with automatic gunfire. And it was, I'm told, an absolutely horrendous scene of carnage. And these two attackers then went off elsewhere into the city. The people here are gradually getting back to work. I think the people of Mumbai, who are not strangers to this sort of thing, there have been attacks in the city 2 years ago and 2 years before that, and in years preceding that as well. They're quite used to bouncing back, and there is a strong sense of resilience here, but also that sense of anger that I spoke about earlier on.
And certainly, as you say, the carnage at the railway station, these attackers knew exactly what they were targeting.
And that, I think, is underlying the suspicion that this was a well-planned operation, and intelligence had been gathered here in the city by those who carried out this attack well before the assault was mounted. People are talking about research possibly even beginning a year ago. Not only did they know the layout of the city well, which is perhaps not that surprising, but they also knew very intimately the layout of the Taj Hotel, which was where the long-running siege took place. And it's that iconic image which you see as you enter Mumbai by ship, the Gateway of India, with this beautiful hotel behind it, which is now smoke-scarred with blasted-out windows. So yes, this is underlying, as I say, the view that there was intelligence about this operation taking place. It was available here, wasn't acted upon, and that intelligence had probably come from the fact that those who planned this operation had spent so long putting it together.
Well, Adam Minot, thanks so much for joining us. As you say, we're on to the political repercussions angle and the resilience of the people of Mumbai. Adam Minot joined us from Mumbai, India. Thank you, Adam.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Adam Minot is the BBC India correspondent.